Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5. We're igniting the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending March 3rd, 2018. This week's hotshot debut hit lands at number 6. So near, yet so far. Meanwhile, the top 5 songs hold in place for yet another week. Post Malone and 21 Savage start us off in 5th place with Rockstar. Post just released some new swag. Stand by. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go gratatata. Post Malone and 21 Savage hold in 5th place with former title holder Rockstar. Post's latest single, Psycho, features Ty Dolla $ign. And last weekend, Post dropped some accompanying merchandise. 3 graphic long-sleeve tees can be had in gray, black, or white, with each tee sporting a different graphic design, including gorillas and construction trucks. You can get them for $50 apiece at postmaloneshop.com. Camila Cabello and Young Thug continue to relax in 4th place with Havana. Camila just made a mini documentary about her life. Hold on for details. Havana, na na. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, na na. Hey. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. All of my heart is in Havana. Hey. There's something about his manners. Uh-huh. Havana, na na. Camila Cabello and Young Thug stay put in 4th place with their former champ, Havana. Although Camila was born in Cuba, her family relocated to Miami when she was 5. Camila just released a 17-minute mini-documentary titled Made in Miami, and you can see it right now when you go to my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits. Up in 3rd place, Bruno Mars and Cardi B take it easy with Finesse. Bruno's world tour is raking in the money. I'll tell you more in a moment. Hey, I hit you. Mars and Cardi B spend another week in 3rd place with Finesse. Bruno's 24K Magic World Tour is a roaring success. Last year, it finished 4th on Polestar's list of the top 100 worldwide tours behind Coldplay, Guns N' Roses, and U2. This year, Bruno continues to pack arenas. He's currently in New Zealand and Australia, with Asia following in April. Ed Sheeran remains your runner-up with Perfect, and Ed had a pretty good 2017 himself. Hang on for details. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. Ed Sheeran's still your man in 2nd place with Perfect. The International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, IFPA for short, has named Ed the world's best-selling recording artist of 2017. Divide was the global number one album, going multi-platinum in 36 markets, while Shape of You took top singles honors. It went multi-platinum in 32 markets. Drake tops the Hot 100 for a 4th week with God's Plan. One of his old notebooks is on sale for a whole lot of money. Stay with me for more. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's Plan. God's Plan. Drake holds the Hot 100 title for a 4th week with God's Plan. One of Drake's old notebooks is up for sale for a cool $54,000. Recovered from Drake's grandfather's furniture factory in Toronto, it features Drake's signature in his real name, Aubrey Graham, along with handwritten rap lyrics.
It's available on the website momentsintime.com. That's going to do it for now, but join me next week when we have another great lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 on The Voice of America.